Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am sure that many of our listeners out there on Father's Day were barbecuing with our stuff from Score One Smoking. Barbecue rubs and sauces for just not just competitions, but backyard grillers and Father's Day grillers also. Always go to ScoreOneSmoking.com to load up on your rubs and sauces for the rest of the summer.
Chris absolutely killed it.
Chris.
Yes, at Swedish Days, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Was it
Lemon Fresh Day?
Lemon
was
Fresh
the band
Day was
that
the
was
band.
There.
It was
that Swedish was
the confusion.
Days in Holdridge.
Swedish Days. Sweet. Chris had an unbelievable stand set up. He had everything. And so he was serving the masses.
Chris's last name.
Nelson.
Chris Nelson.
Nelson, yes. Sherry is his mom. She's the one that makes the meals at noon. Now, Chris does most of the meat work. Sherry does the rest. She's the one who does the salad bar that me and Jake had.
It was great.
In Holdridge.
Yes. Yep. You would have enjoyed the salad bar.
Yes.
Steak and salad.
And I had a steak that day.
He did. That was one of the four in the last 30 years.
Yes.
Score One Smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah. And this is part of...
their first rate egg, but it's a separate egg. Business. First, ScoreOneSmoking.com.
How about that? How about you wheel in to get... Talk about some ag products, and all of a sudden you step into the room is right there. Me and Jake have been in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's attached. Oh, hang on. Just wheel over here and grab some sauce and rubs.
You hungry? I got you covered.
Hold it now. I'm not really sure how to do it. Well, Chris will spend a couple hours with you, or he'll send you some YouTube videos of him doing it. Mm. He has YouTube videos of himself doing this.
Ag product.
What's it?
And
barbecue rubs.
Barbecue. Yeah, all in one place.
It's a good combo right there.
Interesting.
Yeah, life gets better. Thank you to Chris and to reach out to him.
It's good.
Imagine that, just what that would be for, like, just to have that to give to your dad or to give to anyway as a gift, and all of a sudden their grill work becomes better. Yeah. That's what he does. And with a smile, too.
Yeah.
I've had his food so many times at different speaking events. He's been the host. He's been the one that catered.
Oh, Chris Nelson.
Chris Nelson.
Good man. ScoreOneSmoking.com. Before I get to the bugaboo or the sip-a-boo here, Bill, you wanted some breaking news here? All right, hang on
Please.
A second. Let's play the breaking news. What do you got, Bill? Breaking news.
Middle daughter, Olivia. I call her Oliver. Olivia, Oliver. Engaged.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is
got
this
engaged.
Is, this is
Wait
big
a second.
Olivia.
News.
Olivia got
this
engaged.
Is big news.
Olivia, not Gigi.
No. To Leighton of Housemenders.
Oh, are they in Kansas City
he
now?
In Kansas City, yes. He's working for Peter Kiewit. He's running Peter Kiewit in Kansas City.
Well, so it's time to get married.
It's time to get married. So right. They went through this, yes.
Yeah, making a little money.
Yes. And so. Had an incredible engagement this weekend, which was great. Leighton of Housemenders, who's now again in charge of Peter Kiewit and is now national and global. Also, he got the ring from Rick Heyman. It's Sartor Heyman.
Wow. Rick.
Congratulations.
We know Rick's listening. There you go. Rick.
Congratulations to Rick.
Yes. Thanks, Rick.
Way to go, Rick.
Big part of this.
And Leighton.
A big part of this.
And Olivia.
A big engagement. I know that's going to kind of, I know Ben kind of, had his eyes on Olivia a little bit, I think. With that. But
Ben,
she's,
what the heck, Ben?
She's
she was
getting,
taken.
She's getting engaged. So, Ben, you got to let that go, okay?
A lot it's of other right. fish out there.
It's okay. It's all right.
Other fish in the sea, if Ben.
Rally
ben,
back.
You got
but
the
anyway,
hair.
But a big engagement.
You're too young to get married.
Yeah, you are too young.
Well, congratulations to Olivia and Leighton. We're happy for them. And
yes.
Everybody
and Peter
involved. Kiewit. And Peter Kiewit, Kansas City.
Leighton's running.
That's just big congratulations to Heyman, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Rick. Way to go, Rick. We're proud of you, Rick.
Everyone.
Way to go, Rick. Well, we had a bugaboo Tuesday with Bill. This probably is a bugaboo for Bill also, but we know this is a sip-a-boo. I saw this yesterday that Memorial Stadium, we already know they're considering obviously doing renovations here in the next couple of years. Well, on Thursday, the Nebraska Board of Regents is going to vote whether or not to build a shared cell tower for all cellular providers with the goal to provide 95% coverage during games. It would be operational, if approved, by August 2025 and cost $30 million to do so at Memorial Stadium. Sip, this bothered you when I brought it up. What's bothering you about this idea?
It's fine. It doesn't bother me.
No, let it bother you.
Yeah, we want to hear
Let's let this fester a little bit. Fester. Let it marinate.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to build a cell phone tower?
In the stadium.
Where's it going to be?
I don't know for sure. It didn't specify where the tower would be.
This is according to the Journal Star. So it might not be a tower. It says Nebraska.
It said a shared cell tower.
Okay, now this is what they say.
Okay.
Nebraska Athletics will bring a plan to partner with Verizon Wireless to build a $25 million to $30 million distributed antenna system inside the 100-year-old Memorial Stadium. So maybe it's not a tower.
I had seen early on a shared tower.
Okay, you might be right.
But are you seeing $30 million, though, at all?
Yeah.
$30 million.
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, this is crazy stuff to me. That it's this much of a priority. But, again, I'm not going to be the old man. I mean, the cell phone tower phenomenon freaks me out. I will say that. It does. It freaks me out. I mean, you're at the Y on 70th and Adams around that area, and there's just a cell phone tower just the middle of the parking lot shooting up that scrambles your brain, obviously. Our brains are scrambled. Our brains are scrambled in this country. It's clear to me.
And the government.
But I think cell phone towers have a lot to do with the scramble. I don't think they're going to shoot a cell phone tower up out of North Stadium. It wouldn't totally surprise me.
Are you sure it wouldn't surprise you?
Jamal Banks just ran into a cell phone tower. Nobody cares because they got coverage and they can tweet.
I saw.
Keep going. What else bothers you about this?
I believe it was the College World Series. I'm almost sure it was, but there's a walk-off home runner, they showed people the home run. You could see the fans behind, and several people missed it. They were on their phones. They were on their phones talking like this as the ball gets hit out of the stadium.
Right.
And they missed it.
Nah. Yeah. That's all right, because they'll have the video on their phone in seconds.
Watch the video. Yeah. It's fine. I don't need to see it live.
It's fine, Jake. It's not that big a deal. Now, I will say this. If I were Phil Knight, if I had just a ton of money, so this is $30
million. $30 million.
And Nebraska will benefit from this. I would go to the Regents and say, I will pay you $50 million to ban cell phones from Memorial Stadium. I'll fill your coffers, okay? I'll pay for your NIL. Yeah. I'll give you $50 million to ban cell phones. I don't think they'd do it. I wonder, though, what the price tag would be. Ban them.
It'd be more than that, probably.
It's not possible. People wouldn't go to the game.
Nope, they wouldn't.
No, they couldn't. There's no way they'd go 4 hours.
The point is it necessary to need to have that much coverage in the game?
I guess it
95,
is.
They want 95% of coverage for people to have no problems tweeting or scrolling the internet. You're watching a football game.
Well, you got to bet on it, too. I mean, there's prop bets during the middle of the game. You got to be able to have full coverage. It's 100%.
Couldn't get through.
Yeah.
Prop bets.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, that's some of this. It's fine, Jake. It's just unbelievable to me.
I think you have more in your chest about this one.
We're fine. $30 million, we can just come up with that for that, I guess.
Okay, well, this is going to be a yell here. Jeff, the texter, says, "Get off my lawn!"
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's entirely appropriate. It's entirely appropriate.
LB in Minden says blue hairs don't have cell phones and they don't cheer regardless anyways. Wow.
We're blue hairs.
We're blue hairs.
We are a blue hairs now. Honorable blue hairs. We made it to the blue hair stage, which I appreciate.
Earthquake Lou says, there is so much dead time at the games. Come on, it's 5-minute commercials every 10 minutes, so that people need to have time to talk to their neighbors, apparently, and be on their phone.
There's no fighting back on this, so I'm not going to. There's none.
Build it. Build it.
Build 30 the mil. Damn tower.
Do it. Spend 50. Spend 50.
Right. Yeah. I mean, apparently we have it.
Give out a free cell phone with every ticket.
Jerry in Omaha wants to just confirm what you had said, Sip. I read somewhere it's going to be a shared tower, so that might have been an incorrect.
It is wording. Incorrect.
Okay, but I read
lots of antennas and
Jerry in Omaha says a distributed cell network is not a cell tower. It would basically be several cell antennas installed throughout the stadium.
That's fine. It's fine. I'm kind of
does
joking.
Does 30 million sound high? It sure does
to me. It seems high to me.
To get a bunch of guys, you got to put a bunch of antennas up in about four to five hours.
That's like a lot of money.
That's like a lot of money.
Lots of antennas. A Nebraska official has reached out. I will not name him or her. Lots of antennas and no tower. Verizon will pay for the cost. God bless Verizon. Verizon will pay for the cost. The tower will be at no cost to athletics.
$30 million, though. Verizon putting in $30 million.
Oh, hold it now.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son, and the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing, and he doesn't have to deal with laces. He doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers, the comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere, Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why would you even vote on it then? I thought the expense was out of the Nebraska's pocket. It's not.
I think I read some conflicting report. I read two separate things about this that were not. It didn't say for sure. When I read it was going to be that Verizon was paying $30 million. So maybe it's just been updated information per the source you have.
If Verizon will paying, pay, yeah,
Verizon will
in.
Pay all the costs.
Yeah, fire okay. up some right.
You read that. That's
yeah,
correct.
I don't.
I didn't read that. But I thought Nebraska was paying $30 million. So if that's the case, then what's the
it's
problem?
A way different
here?
Story.
It's a lot different.
It's a way different
changes
story.
Everything.
Yeah, I'm just happy everybody will have cell phone service. That's what I want. That's the most important thing in this world.
Now, do you use your
quick cell phone?
Do you use your cell phone when you're covering games?
No, not generally. I mean, people are texting me.
You probably want that, don't you? Don't you want the increased cell service?
You think I want that?
Yeah. During a game? I don't text you during a game because I know you're at work. So I don't text you.
I would love it if I didn't have a cell phone, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not that important to me. But, I need...
Normal, just...
Dialogue. Yeah,
dialogue with Jake. I've had 6 beers.
We have a text that's going to require some anger here, or some loud noises.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
I'll read this as it is.
Okay.
As a young person that likes internet access, this is the dumbest thing ever. We piss in troughs right now at the stadium.
I was about to say, is there a bathroom update at all?
Yeah, we're still using troughs. Yeah. It's still troughs.
It's still troughs. You stand,
there's no sign of the troughs ever changing.
Everybody stands hip to hip. You be in a trough.
It is interesting that they're... They can get this
trough. I think it's incredible. It hasn't changed. It's still there.
Troughs.
The troughs. Yeah, still troughs. Peeing at troughs at the game.
That is incredible.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, well, there's
no reason to spend money on that. There you go. There's your update on people tweeting and using internet during the games. Thanks that? To Verizon.
Who was the texter on the troughs?
I think that was Grant.
Grant.
It was Grant.
Grant, that's incredible.
Got a text. Here's some support.
Is it from Petrinka?
No, this is. I'm not going to say who it's from. I don't know that he wants his name out there.
That's okay.
He said, I don't think you are wrong about the electromagnetic radiation, how it affects our brains. Thank you.
This is regarding your take on the cell phone tower at 70th and Adams, the YMCA there.
I don't think you're wrong about the electromagnetic radiation and how it affects our brains. I don't think I'm wrong either, judging by what I see every day in this country. Yeah. Will better cell phones reception help us win more games?
Before the game show, we do have some takes on the trough situation, too.
Okay. Yeah, we give us troughs.
Yeah, we got troughs. Unnamed texture says, I will use a trough the rest of my life. It's my duty as a Nebraska fan.
God bless you.
Yes.
Bird in Columbus says, I am pro-trough.
Really?
Bird's pro-trough.
It doesn't... Yeah. Troughs never bother me. Yeah. It's simply... It's simple.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
So to speak. So. Hey, okay, that's interesting. Jake, move on.
Moving on. Let's play the game show. Yes. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, I'm doing some new schools here. We do this once in a while, but college locations. I want cities of these schools. Where are they located at?
Cities or towns of these schools.
I could be 0-4 or 4-0. Yeah. It could go either way.
Let's see how you do. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. College locations are topic today. You guys feel okay about this?
Feel okay.
Okay.
1-0. We did win in overtime, Bill, yesterday.
Oh, we have the new staff of the hotel coming in for training.
There we go.
Across the street, coming in.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like, doesn't it? It looks like they're coming in for training.
Front
coffee.
Desk.
Yeah.
Get their coffees. Yeah. You think so? Yeah. They look ready for it.
Front desk workers. There's a manager with a tie on. He's the manager.
He's the manager.
That's right. Well, there you go.
They look very official.
They all have coffee.
We have Ethan and 10-year-old Tyson on the line.
Oh, a lifeline.
We got a lifeline. How do you guys feel about college locations today?
We feel pretty good. My kid, in all seriousness, yesterday, we listened on the way to camp. He said, "That show sucked yesterday, and that we can beat Sipple today." So
the game show sucked. Apparently, it was a national.
Well, we didn't get any right. We didn't get any right.
You could have had two right, but you didn't.
There was no answer. There's no correct answer.
No, it wasn't here.
No, Bill wasn't here to help out. All right, Ethan and Tyson. First question goes to you. Here we go. What town is Ball State University located in?
You know where that's at, buddy. Ball State.
Okay, you got to take it.
I think that's in, that'd be Muncie, Indiana.
Brilliant!
Muncie, Indiana is correct.
Hmm. Formidable.
1-0 lead for Ethan and Tyson. Sip, first question. What town is Marshall University located in?
I have a guess.
You don't know. Kentucky.
It's not in Kentucky.
It's not in Kentucky. Interesting.
No. That's the wrong thing.
Huntington.
Brilliant.
Huntington, West Virginia.
Good job.
It's in Kentucky.
Bill's like, no.
No, it's not.
So your friend, our friend, George Darlington coached there.
Yes, he did.
Thank you for adding that, Bill. It's not Kentucky.
It's not Kentucky.
I'm glad you didn't get it.
That's why he's a lifeline.
Well, Bill's out.
He's got an orange shirt on.
Back to you, Ethan and Tyson, for the lead. What town is the University of Idaho located in?
I
know Bill knows this.
Idaho.
Well, yeah, that's a good start.
Yeah. Is it Monticello?
No.
Oh. This is such a layup.
Bill would have this, but I can't help you out.
I'm going to pass and say it's not Pocatello, is it?
No, I know the
Bill,
answer.
What is the answer?
Moscow.
In Moscow is
Moscow,
correct.
Moscow, that's a tough one.
The Mules.
One.
It's not a big town.
The Mules.
Moscow Mules.
That's a drink. Hey, okay.
Back to you, Seth.
Passed.
And yeah, you passed. But this is for the win, and Bill can't help you out. But if you miss it, Ethan and Tyson can steal this to win outright. For the win, what town is the University of Montana located in?
Why are you doing this?
Oh, Bill
stop.
Has this one, too.
This is insane.
Montana.
You know what state it's in? What town?
I can't even name a town in Montana.
Good start.
Kalispell.
Kalispell. No. That is a Montana town. It's not correct, though. Do you want that, Ethan and Tyson, or do you want to go the tiebreaker?
Yeah, I think we want that one. Is that... Is that Missoula, Montana?
Brilliant!
Missoula.
Why is that common knowledge?
Is correct. What's Bill's face
there? Is that
there
common knowledge?
Yeah. Missoula, right there. Yeah. Right now.
Is it common knowledge?
He's just pissed at you. I thought you were mad at me. He's pissed you didn't get it. Missoula is correct. Ethan and Tyson, you're getting bagels. Congrats. And thanks for calling down the road. Nice win today.
Tyson has something he wants to say real quick.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tyson. So, whoa, okay, all right.
Suck it, Sipple.
All right, Tyson, thanks. Wasn't it shut up, Sipple?
All right, PG.
Wow. 13.
Tyson, have a good day.
We might need the cough button.
God bless you. Wow.
That went south.
That's okay. I mean, it's fine.
Look on Bella's face.
Bella's okay. Bella, it's okay.
He got nervous and forgot to say shut up and said that instead.
It's okay.
You think he intentionally said
this
that?
Is 2024. Yeah, yeah. Just be ready for anything.
Damn.
We're ready.
All right, this is for
Jake,
Bill.
Move on.
No, this is for Bill.
Any good movies this week?
Bill has a tiebreaker here. You can guess over under his answer here. Speaking of Missoula, Montana, what is the population of Missoula, Montana? Is it a billion?
Pop.
Missoula, that's interesting.
Pop.
I'm going to go 31,619.
Ooh, that's a good guess. Missoula. I got to say over that.
76,955.
Really?
I was surprised it was that high too. I think it was thinking
sometimes
like
40,000. Guesses aren't good. That wasn't a bad.
That was not a bad guess.
That was. That's off. That's
is
off.
Is it a billion? It's I don't think so.
Well, wow, it's a very interesting show to
Steve Nash or Tom Shaver.
Well, it's in Kentucky.
It was like it's not in Kentucky. Not in Kentucky.
Interesting show today.
Well, now welcome to the middle of June.
Ethan was the name?
Ethan and Tyson, yeah.
Tyson and Ethan, okay.
Yep. And they got the dub, and Tyson had some words for you there.
Yes,
at the
he
end.
Did.
So
Tyson, I don't think there's school. I wonder what they're doing.
Maybe out fishing this morning. You never know. Going out to the lake.
Preschool,
going to fish.
Maybe? Or summer school?
He's 10 years old. He's going to middle school next year.
School.
Or fifth grade.
Maybe some summer school.
Maybe some summer school. Man.
Never know.
Making some classes, though.
Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Oh, no.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.